Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself.
Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Health by Design radio program. And I'm Lanice Allen. Sitting in for Minister Sarette Sands on this beautiful Saturday. And we're gonna have two special guests come up in a few minutes. We have two special guests. And today, the month of February is Healthy Heart Month. The month of February, we are celebrating Healthy Heart Month today. Yesterday, it was an observance of Wear Red for Women in honor of heart disease and just discovering more about the heart and just having lots of discussions on how to improve your health, how to improve your heart health. And so we have a beautiful program that will be taking place in the next half an hour, and just a couple of announcements. There is going to be an all night prayer on February 20th at Christian Come Alive in Palm Beach County, Florida. More information will be provided closer to the event. And we also have a women's conference coming up April 16th through the 18th. And so those are two big events going on, and to really look for your support in coming out. And so if you want to join in on the broadcast, if you want to speak to any of our guests, you can do so by calling 718-508-9457. That's 718-508-9457. And so we will be having Chaplain Marco Aparicio coming in a few minutes to just talk to you all. And we'll also have Miss Arnetha Thomas. They're very good guests on our show. They have been with us before, and we're really excited to have them today. And so just please bear with us as we're just trying to get them on. But once again, you are listening to Health by Design, Health by Design on radio program. And February is Healthy Heart Month, so all month Minister Sands will be ministering to us on health, heart health, and some different tips on how you can make sure that your heart is healthy. And I see that we do have Ms. Arnetha Thomas and Chaco on the line. So, Chaplain Michael, are you with us today?
Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me, sister?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Amen. Yes. I don't know. My phone just keeps going off. Amen. I'm here today. It's a blessing and an honor, amen, to come by one more time again on the radio station. Amen. Amen. God is moving mightily, amen, in the hospitals. And I understand today is about our health and heart. Amen. How to live a healthy life. Amen. I thank God. I got some few things that God has given me, how to keep ourselves emotionally and mentally healthy. Amen. Praise God.
All right. So we're just going to have you speak a little bit, just speak a little bit more, and then we will go into some announcements, and then you will have Ms. Arnita Thomas with us.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. My name is Chaplain Michael Aparicio. I am Hope Chaplain, Florida Ministries, and it's a pleasure here to speak to you all today on the issue about heart. Amen. About how to live a healthy life. Amen. In the Bible, I was looking through the Bible. The Bible told us here in 22 and 23 in Proverbs 4, it says, "For there are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And that's what all life flows from our heart. A healthy heart, amen, means a healthy life. Amen. And one of the first topics I was looking at is an emotional and mental health. Amen. It says emotional and mental health refers to your overall physical well-being. Amen. Because God always tells us how to live healthy and how to treat our body. Because he said don't put nothing that is unclean in our temple. Amen. Because he don't want us to defile our temple with any unclean things. So here, amen, the Proverbs is talking about us, but our heart, because out of our heart, a healthy heart, a healthy mind, mental mind, a healthy emotional feeling in a relationship with your spouse or whoever, amen, is considered a healthy life and a healthy heart, and God wants us whole and healthy. He says here, the quality of your relationship and your ability to manage your feelings and deal with difficulties. And how we deal with difficulties, because in Romans 12:2, it tells us, do not become like the people of this world. Instead, change the way you think. Then you will always be able to determine what really God's wants, what God will is, and what God wants us to do. So the Bible always tells in Romans 2, amen, that we have to change the way we think. Amen. Change our mind. We change our mind, amen. We change our feelings, amen, and put it onto our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior, and we follow his instruction, we will live a healthy life. Because God promised, give us a promise in Jeremiah 30:17. He says that I will restore your health and heal all your wounds, says the Lord. And that's one of his promises that he guaranteed his people, that he will restore our health and heal our wounds. And some of us is dealing with different circumstances in our body, different pain, different issues are taking place. Amen. God is able, because God wants us whole and healthy. Amen. And I just thank God, amen, for what he's doing. Amen. Because God is also teaching me how to eat right, how to drink the right fluids, stay away from a lot of sodas. Amen. Drink a lot of liquid, clear liquid. I mean, juices, waters, and stuff like that. Eat the right meal. Also, God teach me how to stay away from greasy foods, a lot of fried foods. Amen. But always either boil or bake your food. Amen. And I just thank God that He able to teach me how to live a healthy life. Amen. Although my body, I might have a disability and on me. Amen. My back, I have back problems. I suppose I have surgery, but I believe in God. Amen. And God is able to take me from one level to another. And that's what God is, because God taught me how to change my frame of thinking. Amen. And by doing that, by following the instruction in Romans 12 and in Proverbs 4, 22 and 23, I'm able to keep myself whole. Amen. Unto God, and let God do all He wants to do within me, because I want to know His will for me, His perfect will for me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thank you very much for tuning in. If you want to know any more about the Chaplaincy Ministry, amen, you can call me at 561-714-8812. I'd be glad to give you more instructions. I'll be looking for volunteers. And our main tool is the Word of God. And we do by prayer and encouragement to the people in the medical facilities. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And once again, if you have any information on how you can get involved, you can just give Chaplain Aparicio a call at 561-714-8812. Once again, you are listening to Health by Design radio broadcast. This is Ms. Allen, and we're just going to have a few announcements. The first announcement, we have a all-night prayer at Christian Live Church, and that will be February 20th, 2015, at 7 p.m. Once again, that's the all-night prayer at Christian Come Alive, February 20th, 2015, at 7 p.m. And there will also be a Women Thou Art Whole conference in Orlando, Florida, and that will be April 16th through the 18th at 7 p.m. nightly. And for more information, you can call Minister Sands at 954-292-4891, or you can log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com, www.alphahealthrx.com, and click under the upcoming events section. And we're going to have a couple of just a quick break from our announcement, just telling us what this program is and how you can find more information. And we will return with Ms. Arnita Thomas.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back. Once again, you are listening to Health by Design radio program by Alpha Health Ministry, and weekly we do this broadcast in order to give you more information on health and different health topics of the month. And today is Healthy Heart Month. February is Healthy Heart Month, and we'll be talking a lot about the heart and just different ways and you can take care of your heart. And we also have another special guest today, Ms. Arnita Thomas. Ms. Thomas, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
All right. How are you doing today?
I am great, and I thank you for this opportunity to share the news on matters of the heart, pillars of the heart. And
all right. Just please give us some information on the heart. You do have the floor, so I will let you go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thanks again. Well, as we're talking about the five pillars of the heart, in our chaplain, he was right on point when he said the heart, out of our heart, brings our issues of life. So I would like to talk about that in reference to our youth, because it's so important that what they internalize today is that is positive, because they are surrounded, and especially with our urban youth where the community is filled with such tragic, such as drive-by shootings and violence, and actually not just urban community, but it's all over the globe. So the issues that our children present today, it's a matter of the heart. And I will speak from the point that within the hearts of our children, and when we look at the urban community and the violence, what our children are internalizing in their hearts is a result of the day-by-day violence, the fighting, the drive-by shooting that we see, the bullying. Then we have the cyber bullying. And so, and in addition to that, we also have television, the various reality shows and the fights that's posted on Facebook. All those things, it contributes to what our children are internalizing in their heart. So I'm just here today to say that what our children need to internalize is caring for one another, empathy. And another major issue before we talk about empathy is the fighting, the jumping, 25 kids or three kids or five kids jumping one kid. And what I find so alarming about that is they're kicking that particular child in the head, in the face, stopping the child in the head and in the face. And when I asked them, well, what's that all about? Well, the child may say, their response could be anywhere from, oh, I just don't like them, or they're always in people's, according to the teens, they're always in people's business. That's a problem. So to help our children internalize empathy, which is a pillar of the heart, which leads to a healthier lifestyle, we are targeting 200 kids in the Brownsville and Liberty City area to teach them, to provide them with activities such as trading places, understanding, pretending to be their peer pretending to be them, to understand one's feelings. And to help us with this project, we have a fundraising campaign. And for those that are interested in the fundraising campaign, call me at 786-488-4792. That's 786-488-4796. I believe I got that right. And so with the empathy campaign, what will happen is the 200 youth will be exposed to listening skills, positive social skills. They will participate in projects. They will have field trips. And then what they are taught, they will duplicate that among their peers. And it's an exciting time because, you know, God is moving and he's doing great things, and his desire is to show signs and wonders among our children. And that's our responsibility, to help our children to be and to become the best that they can be. So again, the project is called Trading Places, Kids Helping Kids. And we call it, a little hyphenated, empathology. You know, empathology is really, it's a word that we made up. It's not in the dictionary, but empathy, the root word, means to care for others. And it's not just about ourselves. And this is the message that we are motivated to stress for our kids, your kids, my kids, to internalize and to understand other matters. So again, we just thank for this opportunity to share today, and it matters. What comes into our hearts is what goes out. So thanks again for allowing me to share.
All right, thank you very much. And once again, contact information, you can give them if they have any more questions.
Yes, that contact information, my telephone number is 786-488-4792. And the I can give a website, which is www.arnisathomas.com. So I will be available to answer any questions or concerns that anyone has. And again, thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you. Thank you once again for joining us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon.
You're welcome.
We definitely appreciate you having us. And for our listeners out there, please take advantage of these wonderful opportunities that are available in order for you to help the community and just help our youth and just empower them to be the best that they can be. And once again, you're listening to Health by Design radio program. And February is Healthy Heart Month. February is American Heart Month, and it's a very important month because heart health is just very, very important. It's a topic that is popular among many people in the nation. So it's important for us to get involved and participate in any community events that are taking place. And in the 5 minutes that we have left, just to recap on a few announcements on some programs that will be happening. February 20th, 2015 at 7 p.m., there will be an all-night prayer at Christian Come Alive, a Christian Come Alive Church and Conference Center. And if you have any more information, you can visit alphahealthrx.com and click on the upcoming events. And there will also be a conference, and that will be April 16th through the 18th. April 16th through the 18th. And that will be 7 p.m. nightly, and that will be in Orlando, Florida. So you have a couple of months to plan and prepare for that. And more information will be given as the date comes closer.
So once again, please take advantage of these two wonderful events. Just take advantage of these two wonderful events. See if you have any questions. You can contact Minister Sands at 954-292-4891. That's 954-292-4891. Or you can email her at alphahealth@bellsouth.net. That's alphahealth@bellsouth.net. So we're just going to have some final words from Chaplain Michael. Chaplain Michael, are you with us again?
Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm here today, amen. One more time again, it's a privilege to amen, to be on the radio with a beautiful audience. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. And here, today, if you're looking, I desire to be a volunteer for Hope Chaplain to work in the medical facilities. Amen. It'd be a pleasure to hear from each one of y'all. Amen. And that was a great message also from the other host and guest speaker, Miss Anita. And it was beautiful. I enjoyed, you know, the kids and them. These days we got to look after our young people, amen, because the life they live and the life what they're facing is very challenging life what they're facing these days, amen. And we are adults. We have to look in the eyes of God and ask God to give us wisdom and direction, amen, to reach these kids, amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God, amen. That was awesome, because there's a lot of issues that come to our heart, in their heart also, too, as young people. Amen. And they might seem, or they might tell you, but they know this and know that, but really, I mean, they're just learning. Amen. But they need us still as parents and as guidance and as leaders. They need us to be able to give them advice and to lead them in the right direction, so they're able to live the life that what God was meant for each one of us to live. Hallelujah. And I praise God for that, for Minister Anita. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you once again for being our guest speaker, and thank you once again for your message.
Amen.
And that just about wraps up our program. So once again, if you have any more questions on our program, you can just listen in again at www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. So thank you once again for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.